One of the things in the NFL, you can go from being dead last, which the Falcons were a year ago, to 15th or 16th, only giving up about 40 yards less a game. Yeah. So you start making those tackles you guys just talking about on third down. You get off the field on a third and one where you weren't a year ago, and all of a sudden your defensive rankings fly up. And you know what that does? Gives Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, Roddy White, all those guys an extra opportunity with the football. I trust enough on that side of the ball that it'll come around and everything will be fine. Warlow's been the guy to me that's been really the most impressive. I liked what he was able to do as an undrafted guy coming in here, garnering a starting spot on the middle linebacker core for the last 2 years. But he didn't always make the impact plays. And I know he talked about that in the offseason. I've got to make some impact plays. I've got to be a guy that makes them in the backfield instead of maybe a couple of yards down the field. And he's doing that so far. I think the scheme is freeing up these guys to be able to run around.
And one big thing I love about Warlow, he can be on the field for all three downs.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He plays sideline to sideline. He can cover guys. We've seen him, you know, knocking passes away, being a defender, and also being a guy who can rush. For a guy like Warlow to be undrafted, come in and run the middle of the defense, and you have two quote-unquote veteran guys on the outside of you and Durant and Brooks Reed, I mean, he is doing a heck of a job.
I think my man crush on Paul Warlow has been well documented to this point, so I'm just going to continue to pile on here. You know, the thing that really has impressed me about Paul Warlow is the football mind that he is. Yep. In the classroom, you ask any of the coaches, he's the first one in the classroom, last one to leave. The other thing is how seriously he takes his body, his diet, all those different things that come into play. When you're an undrafted guy, you have to work that much harder than a guy who was drafted in the top 10. So he takes that extremely seriously. Take a look at a side-by-side of Paul Warlow from day one of OTAs back when he was an undrafted guy and today, and the difference is striking. And all that does is it helps him. I think he's not going to get pushed around as much as maybe we saw last year, and he is going to be that guy who's going to make impact plays.
And the big part about it is I look at it as it's a maturity thing. He looks at it like, I have an outstanding opportunity in front of me, and I'm going to take full advantage of it. And I think he's doing it. You talked about how he's changed his body, his mind. Everything is in sync with being one of those great players. And we've seen guys who've been undrafted or late-round picks who've turned out to be 13, 14-year players in the NFL because of the small things they do, and Warlow is on that path.
One of the things, and I don't think Thomas Dimitroff ever gets enough credit for, is finding guys like this. I know it's easy to look and say, well, what did we do in the first round or the second round? You can fill out a football team and really just what Shock was talking about. You find some of these undrafted guys, and they outperform their contract. You start getting good productivity. I think Paul Warlow was on the field, if I read this stat correctly, 1,076 plays a year ago, which was second in the NFL. Mm-hmm. He was only making like $500,000. Mm-hmm. He far exceeded what he was making with his productivity on the field, and he's going to continue to do that this year. Now, next year, I think he's going to be doing a pay raise a little bit. I'll be your agent, Paul. Help you out a little bit. Another guy that we wanted to see this weekend was the debut of Tevin Coleman. Mm-hmm. Gets an opportunity to play, not a big opportunity, only gets four carries on the day. But I'll ask both of you, did we see enough out of him in day one to know that he's going to be a viable running back in this league, or does he need to play on Thursday night?
He absolutely needs to play on Thursday night. I don't think we've seen nearly enough of him. You know, the Miami defensive front, we've already talked about it, really came after the quarterback as a side product of that. You know, Tevin Coleman was shut down in the backfield a couple of times. I want to see him get some more snaps, you know, really kind of get comfortable in this offensive system. I don't think he was timid or anything like that, but that first game, you know, jitters. I don't think four carries is enough to get you into what is ultimately going to be the biggest stage of your career at that point, which is Monday Night Football.
I think he's tough enough. We saw one particular play where he ran into somebody, got hit pretty hard and bounced off and still picked up 3-4 yards.
That was amazing.
That was the toughness that you expect and you want to see out of Tevin Coleman. But also, you want to see him situationally how he does. You want to see him on third down when he has to pick up a blitz. We got to identify certain blitzes, certain players, and know where they're coming from, where I have to pick up a guy. And then also, when I do have to get out and, you know, make some catches out the backfield, we didn't see enough situational-wise for me to say, all right, let's sit him and wait him for Monday Night Football. I think he still needs a couple more snaps in there situationally just to see where he will respond, how he will respond, and we'll wait to see then.
The best thing for me is he left the game healthy. Yeah. He didn't have to worry about any more soft tissue injuries. The hamstring seems to be okay, and I know Devontae Freeman working through his as well. You know, obviously with Devontae, you can err on the side of caution. You know that he's able to go out and play football. You saw it a year ago, big play against the Saints down the stretch with a big touchdown run there. He's a guy that can play, but for Tevin Coleman, I agree with both of you guys. Although a lot of the starters won't play, he's a kid that I think you get him at least the first quarter, get him lathered up, let him run the football a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, again, I really think that this is going to come down to a situation where who's going to be the best pass blocker out of these guys? I mean, they're all so similar, and they bring – you know they can run the ball. Mm-hmm. You know they can score. They can do all those things. But who's going to be able to pass block? And to your point, I mean, the situational stuff I think is really going to be the separating factor here.
What's big is, yes, you want to be able to run the rock. And obviously they're here because they can run the rock. But there's so many small things, especially when we talk about – in the passing game that they have to be good at. And as a running back, there are times when you have to get out onto your route to affect another guy defensively so you can open up something for somebody down the field. And if you're unsure if, I don't know if that guy's blitzing, or I don't know if he's going to come, or is that really my guy, you're out there playing slower. So, I mean, you're affecting the other concepts on the field. Mm-hmm. So you got to understand exactly where you fit in this offense and then be able to – process it fast enough in a game to say, all right, I need to get out there. I need to make sure I'm in my correct spot. And that's part of him being in the game, knowing the situations, knowing the game. And if he doesn't, he probably won't be playing, because in this pass game, you need all guys on deck, make sure everybody knows where they're supposed to be. Because a lot of times the running backs, you look like, oh, they're checked down. They're just trying to get there. No, sometimes they're opening up areas for Julio to come in and catch that dig route because he's pulling that linebacker out. Certain things like that are big things that, you know, running backs have to really figure out and know, I got to get out my route fast, not just sit there and wait on somebody to come.